What is up, good people? Welcome back. Twin of Life with Brett and Daytona. Yours truly. And on the main stage, ladies and gentlemen, Daytona. Although, that didn't sound... I've always wanted to do that. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Are we keeping this?
No.
Hello. It's me.
I feel like I've heard it a lot. I've heard a lot of professionals
in wrestling?
No. At the clubs where there's a lot of gentlemen, and then there's sometimes people dancing on the stage, okay. And there's those brass poles. But
the strip club?
Oh, well, I feel like that's a little bit of that's weird word usage. I just say it's a place where gentlemen go. It's primarily, but you know, it's always ladies and gentlemen on the main stage, Sugar and Spice. But you always got to pay extra. But there's two of them. But you know, same.
Okay.
You're not. This isn't.
I've been.
This
to
isn't
one.
Hitting any bell. What?
I said I've been to one.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, but where? Probably around Bucyrus. It's probably not the same quality.
No, it's Columbus, but Bucyrus is probably better.
Did you? And there is one in Bucyrus.
Yeah.
Maybe a weekend trip.
In around the area.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
But you've only been as a spectator.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, so let's stay focused. Today, we're talking about past jobs. We're going to talk about our employment history. We're going to look at past jobs. Mm-hmm. I guess prior to that, has anything exciting happened before we get into that? I'm trying to think. It's been a couple of weeks.
I'm switching jobs, kind of relevant to the topic.
Still
in the bartending industry.
Going somewhere new.
More towards our state capital.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Which is going to be a sad day. It's going to be, I've got to figure out a way to either, as we discussed earlier, ride with you to and from work a few times a week, just to be responsible, or
I'd be your DD.
Yeah, or maybe see if my parents could drop me off and pick me up. They could rotate
I can start up Daytona's taxi service again. Mm. I've done that before for previous customers.
Have you?
I have.
Wait, what? Like you, just where you would take them home at the end of the night?
Yeah.
Did they throw you a little gas money with that? Or you
I did it out of the goodness of my heart, you know?
Okay.
What's left of it.
Okay. Okay.
Honestly, one customer on the regular, sweet old man at my old bar. It was kind of like two blocks, but like big blocks, just the way the streets were divided up.
Yeah.
But he would usually stay till close anyways, and he was responsible, never drank and drove, so he would walk. And I was driving home. It wasn't really any... It was the opposite way, but honestly, it added on 2 extra minutes for me. So, like, if you hang out and I get my closing duties done, I'll just take you home.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would not offer that to everybody. Don't trust just anyone.
That's right. You can't just have anybody get in your vehicle. But that's good. I'll keep that in mind now that you're going to add on some mileage to things.
But yeah,
for me,
I'm definitely charging now. FYI.
Oh, okay, mom, dad, we're going to have to work on the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, gas was cheaper back in the day.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Times are different. But that's a good lead in to talking about the jobs we've had over the past, some funny, what we find to be funny stories about our past work employment. So what age did you start working?
My first job was actually working for my grandma, and I was in junior high. So probably like 13, 14. It was very simple. She had a guest house. She rented like rooms to people. So when someone would move out, and then just weekly, I would come over to clean. So it was one day a week that I ever worked there, like Saturdays.
Yeah, that's a lot of work though, cleaning.
Yeah. So on a regular basis, I would just go over to the guest house and clean like the common areas. And then every once in a while, when someone would move out, my grandma and I would go in and we would clean that room up. And so my dad always took me there 'cause I wasn't driving age yet. And that was my first job ever. So it was pretty laid back, but it also told me, like, you know, how, what an employer expects out of you, being punctual, hourly rates and stuff, just get in saving money that you've earned. So, but yeah, that even as like a child, there was a couple things I've dealt with there that maybe children shouldn't have to deal with, let alone my grandma have to deal with.
Did you find some weird things while you were cleaning?
Yeah. So, with that job, she lived in this very old, very big house. So it could have been set up like a bed and breakfast, and it kind of was, except these people stayed there more long term. So they would rent a room, but they would be renting it more like it was an apartment. Mm-hmm. And one time this man had moved out, and we go in to clean up the room and, you know, get rid of any trash and stuff that he had left behind. And in the closet of his room, there was a lot of coffee cans that we found out were full of urine.
Oh, gross.
Yes. So
he peed. Oh, so it was, did he not have his own bathroom? He had to go out in the hallway to go to the pee?
Yes. There was a few rooms, because it was an older house. Yeah. There was a few rooms that had their own private bathroom. And then a few rooms that didn't have a bathroom. Mm. But there was, on the second floor, there was two bathrooms in the hallway that they could pick and choose that they wanted to use. And then the third floor used to be the attic way back in the day, and my dad and his brothers converted that into more living space, and there was one common bathroom up there. But yeah, so this room did not have its own private bathroom, so he would just pee in a coffee can and stick it in the closet, and there was plenty of them when he moved out. And I had the pleasure as a 14-year-old girl emptying all of those out. Yeah. Okay. Not the nastiest job I've ever had.
No? Well, no. Okay. Because I'm thinking, well, one, like, what do you do? Did he have a coffee pot in that room? I mean, that's a lot of coffee. Is he drinking coffee and to have the cans? Or,
He probably did, because I think if my grandma didn't provide it, he probably had one.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of them did.
Okay. They, like, just made their own coffee.
It's kind of like, you know, when you rent a hotel room, you have the basic necessities. You have a TV, bed, nightstand, phone.
Okay.
Yeah. And this was back when landlines were still, like, pretty prevalent. Like, we had a landline at home. And in every one of those rooms, she provided a phone. But it was all the same number. Like, you call the house.
Yeah, that's a real party line.
Yeah. So, she had an issue with one of her tenants prank calling people constantly. So much that she ended up getting rid of all of the phones. Cell phones were becoming more popular, so she didn't feel so bad. But she just had an issue with someone prank calling constantly. So she got rid of all of the phones in the rooms, and people were just responsible for providing their own.
Yeah, that would be a lot easier. Yep. Do you know what a party line is when I just said that?
Yeah.
What's a party line?
Well, way back in the day.
Yeah. When I was a kid and you were not.
It wasn't just one house, but multiple houses.
Right. Sure. One phone line.
Yeah. So the phone would ring. And then how did it go? Like, it would ring in all of these houses, and whoever answered it, like, how do you page the other house if it belonged to someone else?
Right. Well, yeah. So my remembering it, when we had it when I was young, but it wasn't, you would only notice it. You didn't get it on the, when it rang, it came to your house. But when you picked up the phone to use it, then someone else, you would hear, if someone else was already on it, then you could hear them talking.
Okay.
So it wasn't, so for like external calls, like then so it comes into them, they answer, they make an outgoing call. If someone's on the line, you pick it up and then you can hear them talk. Okay. That's how I remember it. But I mean, that's where I think, you know, voyeurism started for a lot of people, because you pick up the phone and you can't hang that up. You've got to listen to what's happening, right? Especially as a kid. It's like this, I mean, I don't know.
People like peeping in.
Yeah, right.
Like one way or another.
That's like the original peeping. Is, yeah. Like listening. Like who's not going to listen to somebody else's phone call if they have no idea that you're on there? But you could hear if somebody picked up or not. So you would pick up and then they would, and you know, sometimes someone would say, oh, I'm on the phone. And then you would hang up and then you would very carefully click back on and then hope they didn't hear you. And if they didn't say anything, then you just could hang out for the conversation.
Yeah, but they don't know who's listening.
No idea so, which house it is.
You could be ballsy and just like pick that stuff up.
Right.
And yeah, like
forget about
like
it.
You're not gonna know that it's me,
right? You know what, but yeah, you're right. When I was 8, I didn't think about that. I was like, I mean, I thought I was gonna get in trouble for everything. So
yeah,
you're right. Looking back, like, damn it, I shouldn't have hung up. Okay, yeah, that's valid. So but I would ninja back onto the phone and then just listen to like Myrtle talk about the price of eggs going up from a nickel to 7 cents or whatever it was at the time. And I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
Well, my first job at the age, so I did babysitting, which is weird. Like people,
yeah.
Like you think that.
I mean, yeah, but I back did then babysitting could, like,
I was 13
well.
And I babysat other people's kids, right? Mm-hmm. Now people don't even trust their 13-year-old kids to stay home alone, let alone babysit somebody else.
Yes.
But like back, like back in the day, back in the 80s, that's, or the 90s, early 90s. Like,
you know, you're trying, I mean, to remember how old did. You are.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do the math, which doesn't, which I'm not good at. So I think it was probably 13 if I graduated in 90s. It doesn't matter. So it was late 80s, early 90s, and would babysit other kids. And then I worked at Kroger. It was my first official job, 15, a bagger. Before, and there's nothing really fun or exciting about that place. I mean, that we could talk about, but the
I hear Kroger is a decent job.
Yeah, no, it was good, and I did, you know, bagged, and then it, I mean, the only
thing, and they hire like very young people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you only work a couple hours, like a couple hours a day, and then when you're 15, and the maximum like 10 or 15 a week, and they really watch that stuff so they don't violate any child labor laws. Mm-hmm. So bagging, and then. Being a cashier, and then going to, I moved to the produce department, and at this new Kroger that opened up just south of town, and it was like the great place to be. So I went there to work in produce, which was so much more work than just being a cashier, and the money is the same. It was a bad. It was my first.
How to fill up the oranges and stuff.
Yeah, but not. But you got to do it the right way, and you got to get the bananas, that was the hard work. Yeah. The hard work was the broccoli, because the broccoli at the time, and they don't do it anymore, now that I think about it, it was like stored in ice. Like it was like out where you could get it, and then there was ice, and you had to like stack it up, you know, so it's tilted, and then you had to stack it so that the big head is facing out to the people, and you had to layer it up.
Okay.
But then you had to make sure like they didn't fall in or whatever on top of each other.
So grueling job.
And
there,
ice in
Kroger's.
There. Yeah, it was very, it was a lot of work. And I always worked like since I went to school, the 6 to 10 p.m. shift. And that sucked, but, and then there was nobody else there, which was kind of cool. But anyways, but still not exciting. And but fortunately, I ended up leaving that and then went to work at the local radio and TV station. Out there, not too far from where you live now.
Okay.
And that was my first. So I did that my senior year of high school. That's the only experience I have working at a radio station and utilize it before I even had my degree of going to college for radio.
Yeah.
But, and then there, I play commercials. I got to play commercials on the radio.
Okay.
So I have to sit there, and I really hated sports at the time, and I'm still not really into baseball. But was not into baseball at all, and they carried they were the Cleveland Guardians. They were the official carrier for them on the radio, and you'd have to listen. And then whenever they would go to a break, and they would say, "Now a word from your local sponsors," and then I'd have to play these commercials on these carts. You'd have these big plastic things you stick in a machine. You have to hit a button. But on the other side, there was a TV. There were TVs, and you could go over and watch satellite TV. Mm-hmm. And had all these really cool things to watch, and so if you missed, if you weren't paying attention, and they're like, and now a word from your local sponsor, it would just be dead air. It'd be straight up like 2 minutes of dead air if you're not over there playing with
How many times did that happen?
Man, it happened a couple of times. And like the owner of the station would call. And then like, Brett, we got dead air. What's going on? I'd be like, oh, no, really? And I would lie. I mean, you know, not of that course. I was watching TV on the other side. So I did get to do that. And then eventually they sold in that job. But at the same time, I went away to college, but that was pretty cool to work at the radio and then have, you know, something to do with mm-hmm. like something going out over the airwaves.
Right.
So okay. After the hotel, you get into.
Still as a teenager, my or next
not a hotel,
job,
whatever it was, it wasn't. Yeah. The original Airbnb.
It was called McMurray Guest House in Marion, Ohio.
Okay.
So kind of like a bed and breakfast, but not really a weekend getaway spot, more of like long-term staying. Mm-hmm. So and of course I've done babysitting as a kid as well, a teenager. I worked at Bob Evans. There wasn't much in the way where I grew up, and so I applied at a few places. Bob Evans was the first to get back with me, so I was a hostess there for several months in high school. Nothing.
The old people loved you.
Oh my goodness, they always do. But Sundays there were I couldn't even say I was a hostess on Sundays. We would wear these headsets and literally me and someone else that was a hostess would just be bussing tables on Sundays. Sundays were so busy with the church going folk. But nothing too exciting happened there. I wasn't there super long because then I got a better job. But there was one time we had like three different managers at this small Bob Evans. One was an assistant manager and then just two other like general managers. And the guy at one point, I happened to be back in the kitchen, probably taking stuff to the bussers. And that's where like the bakery is. So there's like the main kitchen. And then in the far back, that's like the bakery and the sweets and stuff and the dishwashing. The manager comes back with a smoothie that he took off of a table because it was filled to like the rim of the glass. Mm-hmm. So when you're carrying it, you would have had to have been very careful. Like it definitely was overfilled.
You ate it.
And he was livid about this being up to the rim. And he was like pointing and just talking to the staff in the back in general who were responsible for presenting the smoothies along with the other sweets. And he ended up throwing this glass full of the smoothie uh-huh. at the wall. And I'm like 16. Oh. And besides working for my grandma, this is my like first job. Mm. And I'm just like, oh my God, this guy is a psycho. Like, I understand, like, you want things to be consistent and presented a certain way, but him throwing it and creating such a mess and breaking glass, that was, like, unhinged right. stuff.
Right.
And
traumatic for a young lady.
Yeah, and it wasn't directed towards me, but it scared the ever-living shit out of me. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, so, I mean, that wasn't my reason for leaving. I just got a better job. I never really ran into any issues there. I just could not believe what my eyes saw.
Right, that's the real world.
Day. Yeah.
That's back when people could like act like that, when bosses could act like that. Now they'd be a lawsuit. It'd be on TikTok or
yeah, you know, like I had some kind of flip phone back in the day or whatever. Yeah. So even if I recorded that, it would have been so pixelated.
Right.
You wouldn't know what you were seeing.
Yeah. The good old days. Well, I ended up going to after that job, then I ended up going away to school. Well, before, yeah, my summer job while I was in college was working at what it was now. I mean, it was Wyandotte Lake. Now it's Zumbezi Bay.
Okay.
And it was a lot of work, 80 hours a week. But I mean, this manager of the what they call it, the retail department, But it was a wonderful thing because you just had, I mean, you're a 19, 20, 21 year old kid mm-hmm. in a water park with a lot of bathing suits.
Oh, yeah.
It was fabulous. And then, and everyone you're working with, most people you're working with are younger. And then the people that you aren't, they were, you know, still.
Yeah.
Not the most mature of people. So mm-hmm. it was, you know, you had a code every day. What code, you know, today we've got a, somebody would put out today's code yellow, which means that that's the bikini you're looking for. That's walking around the park. That was the.
Okay.
So, you know, it was very
what
technical.
Year was this?
So this would have been, this would have been back in 1998, 99, 2000s.
Okay, so I would have been about 5 years old. Oh. They definitely would not allow code yellow today.
No, there would not have been a code yellow coming over the walkie-talkie. Nor would they, I mean, at the time you had the big water slides and the one, and those of you, I mean, you obviously can't see me, but I'm doing a lot of hand illustrations for Daytona. But there was, you know, the water slide that went down, like the mm-hmm. straight down, where you cross your arms and you go down. But you could, like, there was a spot mm-hmm. underneath where you could go and just kind of hang out, because that's where you were typically going to lose clothing if it was going to happen. Like, it's shooting. So,
what was your job?
It was great. Well, I mean, I had nothing to do with the slides or the water, but anything that made money, I was involved in. So overseeing, so I would like supervise other people in the food stands and the games, the people like.
And how old were you?
At the time, I was like 19, 20, 21.
Okay. And so now that's become Zumbi Zumbi. I remember when it was Wyandotte Lake back in the day.
Yeah, you had been very little.
Yes,
and it was, and there's a roller coaster, which, so I was just there for the first time in a long time, a couple of weeks ago, and it is not the same. And it's nowhere close to what it was. They've changed things up and cut things off, but there's the roller coaster that is still there, surprisingly, which would have that at least once a day. The rides person would call out for help, where people would start going up on the roller coaster, and it would get stuck, and then you would be. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. It's a very small roller coaster, but it would get stuck, and then anyone, like all the supervisors, would have to come and climb up the track and then grab this thing and push it up over the bit of incline so that it could start the actual ride. And so, just funny.
Wow.
Like, yeah, so you get up, and you've got these people who would act like they were on something at Cedar Point or whatever, something mm-hmm. like they're terrified, like, oh, what do we do? We're going to, you know, how are we going to get off this thing? Like,
yeah,
don't worry. I've got it from here. You know, it was like a superhero moment. Don't worry, little girl, I got it from here. And then we'd push this thing up just over a little hill, and then it would go, and it was fine. Every day, every couple of days, it would happen, guaranteed. Uh-huh. Yeah. People terrified that they're stuck on a roller coaster, that they could have just got off and gone down about 10 steps and been fine. But totally not. It's not the same amusement park as that a lot of people are used to. That's for sure.
That's funny. You're talking about this code yellow at what is now Zumbi Bay. Me and my friends went to Zumbi Bay last year, and a couple of us were single at the time.
What color was your bathing suit?
I can't remember.
Well,
I may not have even been wearing one. But we were on the lazy river.
Yeah, which, the adult one or the kid?
No, the adult one.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure.
Because we didn't have an adult one when I was working.
Okay.
There.
Well, we were on the adult lazy river, and you can have drinks and float around with your drinks. And I think it's strictly 21 and over because they try.
On the adult one, yeah.
Yeah. So we're like doing a few laps around or whatever. And there's a very cute lifeguard.
Oh.
So. After passing the second time, we're like, hey, like, how old are you or whatever? Because I was thinking maybe mid-20s, couldn't like tell super hardcore. And this should not be allowed. So we're on the adult lazy river, 21 and only, like above. He's like, I'm 18. I'm like, oh, never mind. like I'm 28 last year. I think I was 27 if it was last summer. Yeah.
Those are good old
I'm
days.
Like, oh my God, I'm a decade older than you. And he didn't look it, but I was like, dang, shot through the heart.
It's funny. We have totally different reactions to that. Like, I mean, if I had hurt, you know, oh, what's your, how old are you? 18.
I ain't looking to babysit.
You don't want to pay child support.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I'm just like, ah, damn it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's funny.
Yeah. But it's like, why are they letting an 18-year-old be a lifeguard and a 21? Like, come on.
It wasn't fair.
I at least thought, like, you got to be old enough to drink. Not like they're drinking on the job. But
right.
Like,
hopefully.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. They set you up.
Oh, well.
Hmm. So, did you ever do any lifeguarding?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Yeah. You've never had anybody's
Have
lives.
Have you?
No. And I mean, when you say that, I've not always looked like this. You like, I felt like you just taking my physique in it. No. But, I mean, I've kind of always looked like this. But no, I've not done any lifeguarding. No. But I did do some service work. I've never been a bartender, but I was a server while I was in college. And I was a server for about a month. And then, I just had to quit because sometimes you know when a job is not for you. So I...
Yes.
It's so stressful. It was so stressful. But like I'd gone through because I worked so much in the summers, I didn't really need to get a job until my senior year. I had decided I would get a job, and I went like north of the school of town. I went and got a job at a Chili's. But you know what's
funny? Welcome to Chili's.
We didn't really have a lot of flair, unfortunately. But before that, I tried to get on at Outback, and I went and applied at Outback. You take a personality test. Have you ever taken a personality test?
I have.
Like at a job? And then did you get the job where you did the personality test?
You can
test?
Fudge those so easy.
Okay, well, I didn't know about that.
I mean,
that.
Not saying I don't have personality, but I'll make my personality whatever you want for the test.
Okay. That's kind of going back to what we started out with, that business, with the gentleman. But I fail. Apparently, I failed the personality test because I didn't get a call back. Like, I went in. Yeah. I took this personality test. Took me forever.
That's surprising for
you. And then
you.
I didn't get the job. Yeah. I mean, I know. Thank you. That's exactly what my mother said. Mm-hmm. And I agreed with her. But no, I did not get a job there. So I went to Chili's. And there, I got a job as a server. And yeah. I was so bad. Things happened. I'm not going to say things happen for a reason because I think that's what people say when just bad shit happens and then you need an excuse for why it happened. I don't really think it happened for a reason. I think
it
just happens. But
yeah,
do you think it happens for a reason?
No, I think people try to make themselves feel better.
Right. That's yeah.
Like,
right.
Sorry, we've all lost shit from time to time.
Right.
It's okay to be a loser.
You got to own it, right? But I end up... So I get this job, but what I was going to say, it's a good thing I did it because I was not a good tipper up to this point. So at this point, this is while I'm at school, so I'm like 21, and I was not a good tipper. I just, I just had that attitude. Well, if they wanted, you know, they get paid hourly, and if they wanted more money, they'd go get a job somewhere else. They do whatever.
Yeah.
I was young and dumb.
Until you worked for tips.
So then I did it right. So then I worked for tips, and then I'm horrible while I'm doing it. I'm a horrible server, And it got to the point. So I couldn't, like, I would, they kept me on the lunch shift because I could not handle like more than two or three tables. Uh-huh. So I always worked lunches. And then not only I worked lunches and then everything was going to get jacked up. I knew it. Like if you came and you had four people and there were going to be four bills and then you gave me four credit cards. Somebody was going to pay for somebody else's lunch. That was just the way it was going to go. There was no way that I was going to keep that shit straight at all. So it was horrible. And the soup and the salad thing, like where you're supposed to bring that out before the meal, was so stressful. And it never happened. It rarely happened. And it got to the point where the manager one day said...
And you lasted a whole month?
It was actually like 2 months, but they were desperate. I mean, it was, not like it is now for employees, but it was, I don't know, probably was similar. But the manager said, hey, if you bring out, if I have to comp one more super salad because you bring out the meal before you take out somebody's super salad, we're going to have to start taking out of your paycheck. Ooh. And I said, you know what, sir? You're right. And this, you have my 2-week notice. And he goes, no, wait a minute. No, no. I mean, I'm kind of joking. I was just, you know, I'm just trying to tell you, you've got to be better. And I said, I can't. I cannot
bring plates of food to people anymore.
I cannot. Like, if you want me to do A before B, it's not going to happen because I'm not built for that.
I'm only saying that because it's you. And you just told me you only work the lunch shift. I'm not ever negating that serving is hard because I've bartended in the one bar I worked at. We cooked the food and served it. So I may not have ever a server title, but I have worked where I've taken your order, I've made your food, I've brought it out, I've still bartended, and being the only person, you know, staffed.
Yeah.
And all of us did that at my old bar. So I do have experience. And yeah, if you know you don't got it, you don't got
it. No, you got to know, right?
I won't say it's a hard job, but it can be a very busy job and takes people skills along with a little bit of attention to detail.
Right. You have to be able to multitask. You have to be able to. And I feel like I can multitask, but it's a whole other thing. Like, it is a whole, I have a whole other respect. I think good servers. Ah, there it was. There's that Busch Light Peach. Mm-hmm. We are getting country.
Yours up finest. In it.
Yes. that was great. I hope it sounds as good as it did on the microphone as it did live. But it definitely takes skill set. So when he was like, no, don't quit. And I'm like, no, I need to. This is not right for me. But then, and this isn't going to be all about me. We'll get back to you. But since it's in the same vein, I left that job and I said, well, what can I do? And my friend, my best friend from sixth grade, who ended up going to the same college that I did, and he was working at a factory. He then worked at a factory in Bowling Green.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, this job is great. And you come and you work for 6 hours a day. No, it was not 6 hours. It's like 3 hours a day. You come work 3 hours.
What?
It was college. Yeah, but they had college students. And okay. You work these shifts. And if you come and you can, if you get, as soon as you get your job done, you get paid for 3 hours every day, no matter what you do. So if you get your job done in an hour, then you can, you get paid for 3 hours.
Or you could work for 4 hours.
Well, it's three's the max. It was three.
Oh,
is the max.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like, yeah, this is great. He and another friend, and like they go to this job. I said, that's going to be awesome. Okay. I'm going to come there. So I go there. They hire everyone. They hire anyone, everyone.
Oh, that's good news.
I know. Right. Well, yeah. So I slid right in. No problem. And I go in and it was the worst. So they had these, most people were standing up and, I'm a sensitive man. I'm not really built for that life of being on my feet. And then, but you're supposed to stand, but they had these stools you could lean, sit on, but then you weren't as productive, but I ended up sitting on the stools. And anyways, so I did this first job, and the first job I was so bad. And then everyone, all the other people, they're just there to get their job done. So they don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're literally sitting in this big this big area. I've never been in a factory before, but where they actually do work. Because my dad worked in a factory, so I was hung out in the cafeteria. But, so they're, out there doing work, and no one's talking, and they're all getting it done. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? Oh, I'm Brett. Like, what's going on this weekend? Hey, girl. Yeah, what you doing tonight? You know, that kind of stuff.
Right?
They got no time for that shit. Yeah, I'm that guy. Let's be my friend. No one wanted to be friends. And everyone came in, zipped through their shit in an hour and a half, and they're out.
Getting
paid for 3 hours. Not me. Next thing you know, I'm the last one there. I'm just there by myself trying to get this done.
You were trying to get paid in less time.
I just want to be friends. I don't know. I can't. How are you surrounded by people you don't talk to them? How do you, you can't do that to me. That's not how I'm not built for that.
But if I'm going to make the same amount of money in 1 hour versus three, you guarantee I'm getting it done in an hour.
Yeah, but you got these Okay. Ladies are around you.
Well, so
and you're
what,
like,
what did they do in this factory? I'm curious because you didn't really say what the factory was
for. They built something, some kind of body part. Or body part. Car parts. They built car parts.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like this piece of plastic. It was some plastic that went on some spark plugs or went on some wires or did something.
Okay.
That's what it did. So like I was taking it. And I was taking it, like, there's boxes of them, and you would dump them out, and you would take out this piece of this plastic, and then you'd use these little clip, mm-hmm. like, little forceps. What do you call them? Forceps? Like, the little,
yeah.
like, eyebrow, you know yeah. like, tweezers sort of things. You put them down in this mm-hmm. hole, you pull out this little piece of plastic. That's what yeah. you did. You pulled them out.
Okay.
So my thumbs were killing me every night. I mean, I'm telling you, like, I needed Band-Aids. I needed moisturizer. It was God, they still hurt just thinking about it.
Yeah,
hurt.
And your gums and your jaw was just fine by the end of your shift. It wasn't overworked.
My jaw. Right? No, not at all. In fact, it was underused, so that started to start to hurt. So I do that. So I don't meet my quota. Here's the thing: in my 3 hours, I would not get done. I would not finish my box. So after a few days. Now, after a few days, my friend, my best friend, his name is Hops, he says, he quits. And the other two people, they quit the job. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, wow, that job sucks. Like, ugh, we can't. And I go, what do you mean? You told me it was great. That's the whole reason I'm working there. He's like, yeah, no. We decided we don't want to do it anymore. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm not meeting my quotas. So I get called into the manager's office. And they said, hey, we're going to switch jobs. That one is not for you. We're going to move you to this other place. And they said, you need to quit talking so much. You need to really focus on the job. And I'm like,
they're asking for the impossible.
Yeah, exactly. That is it. So I say, okay, well, that's the new job. Well, then this was like quality control, and you take the parts that people get out of the little plastic piece out, and you hold it up to this light, and you make sure that the plastic's not out of it, or that it is out of it, mm-hmm. and then you keep moving on to it. So it's quicker. You can just take it, check them.
Okay.
No. That's not the way.
So are you the epitome of, if I can't do my job, they're going to promote me into a position that's better and easier because I couldn't perform well on my other task? If you can't do teach type thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, that's definitely a thing. Yeah, I'm definitely one of those people. But, yeah.
I'd be beating you up in the parking lot.
No, in fact, because I've got a lot of feedback for you in your current role as being a drink slinger. We'll get to that in another episode.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential for you. But, yeah, so I it didn't anyway. So then I had to do that. Well, I couldn't meet the quota at that. And then, long story short, although it's already been a long story, it wasn't the life for me. So I quit. I didn't last a week either. It's the only job in my life I've ever quit. Never gave a 2-week notice, anything. I was just out of there. And when I quit, they tried, like, no, wait, you can stay. I'm like, nah.
Yeah,
it's just not for me.
That's what I was going to ask is, have you ever been fired / quit from any place?
Yeah, and never fired. I mean, so I quit that job, which was bad. I knew my father would be very disappointed in me. Like, it's just one of those things, you got to stick out what you do. When we played sports when we were little and when I was horrible and I'd get beat up and stuff, we had to finish him. But so I knew, but when I like explained it to him, I felt like he wasn't disappointed. He felt better for the company that I was gone. Like, he was like, what? You did the right thing for everyone in that situation just to get out
thank
of there.
Thank you for leaving.
Yeah, thank you. But other than that, I mean, now I've been laid off. I mean, like 5 years ago, I had to lay off from just because of COVID and they cut shit down. But
so when you were laid off because of COVID,
but it wasn't a layoff. I mean, they redo right. It was reduction.
I was gonna say, did they ever bring you back?
No. They took my team and chopped it in half. And, yeah.
Okay, and you were part of the half that got
right. Which then you say, why? What half did they cut? Right, and then that's a whole other. And we don't have time for that right now. And I don't,
okay.
I don't want you to get me all emotional, but I'm just kidding. Aww. But but that's the first time I've ever seen you be kind of sympathetic. But the
I'm faking.
Okay. No, I'm back on track. But the Yeah, because that's all the conversation, right? Like, why do you keep the other half, these people? But no, so that happened. And then just, prior to me getting into real estate. But no, but never younger, never at any other time than that. So well, have you been fired?
I have never been fired, unfortunately, because that would probably make for a good story.
The reaction would be the best part.
So no, I've never been fired. I honestly have never quit abruptly. I'm such a goody two shoes, or at least I used to be, and now I'm like, but yeah, I've always given a 2-week notice. And then when I worked at Bob Evans and I gave a 2-week notice, they scheduled my last day for Easter, and I was a senior in high school. I called off. Like, I didn't just no call, no show. I told him, I was like, yeah, I'm not coming in for that. That's my last shift, and I'm already, like, done working here. They should have expected it. So, no, I did not show up for that. But I've...
I just got spray on my microphone.
Yeah, you're not the only one. So, I've always given a 2-week notice. I'm so boring. That's good. But yeah,
and never fired.
Never fired.
With that mouth of yours.
The mouth came in later years. Okay. I was goody two shoes, kind of a pushover. I worked for my grandma. I worked for Bob Evans. I haven't had honestly so many jobs. I feel like there's so many people, like, they change so many jobs every year. And my thing is, oh my gosh, when they get their W-2s and do their taxes, that must be a nightmare. That's mainly why I keep my job, even if I don't like it. I just don't want another W-2. No, but honestly, after that, I've had... Okay, so those were my two jobs, and I was still in high school. My other job started, and I was still in high school. And I've only had, like, really 3 adult careers.
Oh, wow.
So I gave notice of Bob Evans. Because while I was a senior, I got my STNA so I could start working in nursing homes. Because, I mean, that's
small
town offered.
STNA, I mean, not to be confused with, like, STI or...
No.
You know, STD.
It's state-tested nurses aide.
Okay, all right.
And then there's CNA, certified nurses aides. STNA is, in the state of Ohio, a step above... Because we're not just certified, we're state tested.
Yeah. Okay.
So all it is just a little more training and a little more money. That's all that is. And so I started in high school. As soon as I got that, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to leave my $7.50 an hour job to $10.25.
Yeah, girl.
That's a big step when you're a senior in 2012. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So both places. Doing full 8-hour shifts, high school student. They're only going to employ you part-time. So I got a job at 2 different places and did that while I was a senior and would finish school. My shift started immediately. One kind of started earlier than the other. So I would either get off at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, depending on which place I was working at, go home, which was 20 minutes away, do my homework, and wake up for school the next day and do it all over again. I was just trying to pocket that money so I could move out once I graduated.
And how were those old men? How are those old men at the nursing home? How did I just have to imagine that you've heard some things, or there were some...
Heard some things. Experience
firsthand. Inappropriate interactions.
But not so much. Honestly, a lot of them are just sweet and kind. There's a few that were, like, inappropriate. I really feel like I only got touched, just grabbed a couple of times. Yeah. And honestly, it was from ones that were further along where their mind just wasn't, like, there so much anymore.
That's what I say.
For the most part, when they're more conscious of their things, like, yeah, there'd be like some comments, oh, you're so pretty and this or that, or if I was 50 years younger, then you'd be in trouble. But
yeah,
but for the most part, it wasn't that bad with the inappropriate stuff. I've dealt with more working at the bar.
Yeah. But Yeah, so let's talk about that because so you go to the bar, and so how old are you when you start bartending?
25.
Okay, so you did the nursing thing up until 25?
Oh no, I worked at the post office in between. Oh,
that's right. We touched on that before. That's right.
Yeah. So
which you never open anybody's mail, or so you say.
No.
Right.
That's illegal.
You never pull. You're right. I mean, no. Of course, it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like let's take this offline because I don't know. I don't know if those looks
like. No, I'm joking. No. Started working in the nursing home as a teenager. Kept that for almost 2 years. Then went to the post office for several years. And then by the time I was 25, I was done with that job. And I'm like, I've always had responsible jobs, like good jobs, not only pay the bills, but like could be good for retirement, this or that. I've always gone the responsible route. And I did not like working in the post office. Yes, it's a good job, but mm-hmm. there's just things that outside of your control, you don't like, that you can't change. And thinking of working there until the day you retire is just compromising. And I would prefer to live a life where I don't really have to compromise. So I decided I'm going to have a fun job for a change. And it's not just like I gave up on a lot of stuff. My fun job still pays my bills and still supports me and this and that. So, mm-hmm. but the quality of life is a lot better.
Yeah. That matters.
Yep.
And so post office, and then you got into the serving.
Yes.
The bartending. Yeah. Well, and that's kind of, right. I mean, the post office is probably not any different than, I mean, once I graduated from college and then went into corporate America and did all that and worked in insurance for forever. And yeah, same thing.
I mean, mind things happening,
you know, change, mind numbing. Yeah. And people are, everybody's angry. Everybody's, it's always just,
oh, people
trying to get crabs in the bucket, the whole crabs in the bucket.
Oh my gosh. Cause yeah. I worked inside. I worked as a clerk and I waited on people up at the front. Oh, they hate us so much. And I don't blame them most of the time. There's some where it's uncalled for, but people really hate people that work at the post office.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like you start out in a negative. Like you, like
yeah.
they walk up with the intent to. Yeah.
They're
like,
so
attack.
Angry.
Yeah.
And it's like, I didn't do anything to you. And mm-hmm. here I am getting yelled at for what, who knows what reason. Some wild shit. And that was only like a minimal of it, because honestly when I look back on shit, that's not even something I think about, is dealing with irate people working there.
You've had well, and as a bartender you've had a lot of fun crazy stories,
right? Yeah, I mean, at least when someone's irate at the bar I could tase them.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah
have you, wait, but you haven't?
Not at the one I work at, but I've tased someone at the bar.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah, I've tased a couple of people. One,
like you, in the neck, or you got the thing that shoots into them?
No, we have a hands on, like a contact taser, so you actually have to be touching their skin for it. So.
Like a bar, like a.
It's like a little like. Flashlight size thing.
You walk up to them and you stick it into them.
You have to be sticking them. Yeah, you can't just shoot them with it.
God, I've had no idea.
Yeah,
there's gonna be a lot of guys right now like, oh shit, that's hot. Like, I'm just telling you, like this is what we should have started with. So what's the craziest situation where you had to walk up and then put volts into somebody?
It's never usually like a walk up. Things happen fast. Usually whenever something requires that, something's going down and it's like so fast before your eyes. The one situation that in particular I'm thinking of is It was a larger bar. We have a long old style bar, and then there's like a pool room, and you can see the majority of it from behind the bar. And we have three pool tables. Some guy got mad at another customer, and he was a bit intoxicated. He picked up one of the pool balls and struck the other man in the head with it.
Oh, in his hand.
Yes. Yeah. He was holding it, struck the other man in the head with it. They both went down, and I was personally working another bartender, and then someone who is an ex-bartender happened to be there as well. Immediately, I grab the taser, and we charge him, and the three of us girls have him pinned down. The one girl is standing. Sexy. So he's down on the ground. The guy that he had hit, like holding onto him for dear life, while the girl that used to work there, she is standing up, holding his legs, trying to pull him off of him. I am like sitting on top of him mid body, and another girl like right behind me, and I have the taser, and I have that taser buried in his armpit, like blasting him with it, and it is not phasing him.
Oh.
So after this incident, I'm like, either he was on something and it just really wasn't phasing him, or our taser that hadn't been used in a minute but is constantly being charged, which isn't good for them, is probably like dead. We need to get a new taser. We bought a new taser after the incident because I'm like, this guy was not phased by that. I had it buried in his armpit, and we eventually got him pulled off and sent out the door. But
wow,
there's been several incidents where we would keep baseball bats behind the bar, not like we had to use them on the regular basis, just to make sure like we were protected, especially like we're open late every single night, and if you're working by yourself, the owner just wanted to make sure like you had something to protect yourself. I've pulled a baseball bat out on a couple of people. I've never swung and struck someone, but I've kind of like, you know, jabbed them out the door with it.
Yeah.
Like, leave. Like, I'm going to keep pushing you out the door with this. And then if you test me, then you might.
Have you ever had a gun come out in the bar?
No, not in the bar. There's been one point I was bartending and a customer came up to me and they're like, I'm not sure what I just saw, but I think someone just bailed a gun in the trash can. I was like, what? Are you sure? And this is a regular customer. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of believe them. It was just so wild. They're like, yeah, like some guy just walked in the back door, like jumped a gun in the trash can and like continued on to the bathroom. So I come out from behind the bar. I go and I look in this trash can. Don't see anything anywhere. I'm like, okay, well, there's no gun in here. Like, it was wild to me. I was also managing at that time. I was bartending like that night. The next day, I go and I look at the cameras because I'm like so like curious about what they saw, what went on. And no, it had happened so fast. So she comes over and she tells me. So I'm looking at the cameras. I go and I watch, and yes, he did dump one in there. He went to the bathroom. I don't even think he really used the bathroom. I'm not sure what was going on. He turned around and came back out so fast and picked it right up out of the trash can again and left with it.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I've seen on the cameras like...
That wasn't the guy you were dating at the time.
No.
Okay.
No, the one guy I was dating wasn't allowed to own firearms.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've seen people on the cameras in the parking lot, which was public parking and was shared. There was three bars right there as well. No one's ever really like brought in and used a gun on the premises. But I have seen guns openly around the area.
For a short time I DJ'd at a club here, a local club that this is many years ago. It's not around anymore. And while I was DJing, there was one night, and this was one of my last, if this wasn't my if this wasn't my last night, I think it'd be my second. Because of this, it'd be my second to last night. But, you know, they had steep stairs at the top, the second floor, and they would escort people down the stairs with a little bit of a push, right? So then people go rolling down. They would help them out at a faster rate. So one night, I'm out there DJing a little, something happens on the dance floor. People start pushing and shoving. They grab, and then the bouncers come up and grab this dude. And this, and when they grabbed, like the way they grabbed his body, this gun shot out of his waistband and like went across the dance floor on its side, but like twirling, like I'm watching it like
the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, and then this dude's girlfriend, though, she gets around like for where she ended up like snatching it up like it was nothing. She snatches it, puts it in her purse, and she ended up. I don't think it was me because I didn't want to get any stitches. So someone said, "Oh, she's got the gun in her purse," and then they ended up taking these people and kicking them out. And I said, "You know what? This is probably not where I need to be." Because I'm way too pretty to take a bullet. anywhere.
You are.
I love this face. You are. So, that was it. That was the end of it. But it was definitely weird. I mean, I can't even imagine if it had been someone's hands and they were waving.
Oh, yes. You're not supposed to be consuming alcohol and carrying a firearm to begin with.
Right.
Let alone every business has to their own discretion can allow them.
Right.
Or not.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So,
crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you've managed to stay gainfully employed throughout all these years, and you know, despite, I mean, some of us, you know, might be. I'm a little bit surprised you've never been fired. So that, that's good.
Yeah, just because I'm mouthy with you, I'm nice to everybody else.
Yeah. All right. I get to
just ask them.
Yeah, and make sure you're standing behind them when I ask them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are coming to the end of things, so let's get to our segment of those things that annoy us. And I'll start because I just recently had an experience just a few days ago that reminded me of how I'm what annoys me. And it is chewing gum. Chewing gum. There isn't any reason that everyone else around you should have to enjoy your gum chewing experience along with you.
I feel like this is directed towards me.
It's.
Did you hear me chew gum the other day?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
So,
okay.
No.
That's a no.
No, that's not what I'm referring to. Brett
is judging me.
But do you have your mouth open when you're chewing gum? I mean, do you understand that? And are you popping those? Did you say yeah?
No.
Oh. And do you have your mouth? And are you popping those little bubbles?
Like, no, I don't pop bubbles. Like, am I in junior high?
Well, that's right. That's the question. Especially so people get the minty gum, the spearmint, the wintergreen, whatever, all that random, the little strips that adults do, not the Hubba Bubba. And they still pop bubbles in their mouth, right? And then they're clicking and they're clacking and it's pop, pop, popping and they're chomping with their mouth open. If we don't all need to be a part of it. It's great that you want to chew gum. It gives you something to do. It wets your lips. It gives you the fresh breath you think you need. All those are wonderful things. But it should not be attacking my eardrums.
Should not be group participation.
No, exactly. It is a solo event. It is not a group event. And the chomping why is your mouth open? Shut your mouth.
I'm so glad we have this little segment where I can hear you, bitch.
It is crazy. And it's just not logical. Right? Just close your mouth and you chew. It's the same. It's the same way you should eat your food.
Correct.
But that's going to be another topic for another time. Okay. So this gum, that's it. It's stop blowing. What are we doing blowing bubbles, people? Why are we blowing bubbles Why are we
blowing bubbles? Adult-sized gum isn't even big enough to blow
bubbles. It's not. So it's those little bubbles, like, and it's crackling, and it's popping. It's not okay. Yeah. It's just not okay. And I feel like I should have a taser. When someone does it, I want to just shoot them right in the armpit and make them feel pain, and then they'll stop. What? Like, I feel like I'm getting. Can you? Yeah. I'm getting angry.
Yeah.
Someone
needs to take.
I feel getting angry.
Like a little anger management course.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
That getting is not, heated.
It's funny. That's the one thing my shrink has not prescribed yet. But no, it probably would be needed. But.
Okay.
I mean, but come on. Like, let's just put it in your mouth, shut your mouth, chew the gum, do it for whatever reason.
As an adult, you should be chewing gum to, like, clean up your teeth and freshen your breath and then have it done with.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not at the arcade with your friends. Like, let's be responsible humans.
Mm-hmm.
And just enjoy it by yourself. That's all.
Yeah. I almost enjoy someone smoking a cigarette more.
Oh. Matter of fact, 110%, I would rather have somebody smoking a cigarette next to me than hearing someone irresponsibly chewing gum. Yes.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Are you done?
Yeah. Let me just. I got to take
things that annoy me.
Yeah. Do you? Yeah.
People that rant about gum chewing.
These assholes. Okay. Go ahead. Let me just. All right. Let me have a sip of this. And
so,
I'm just
I just. I love a good topic. So I love to stay on topic. We're talking about work. We touched on a lot of my earlier jobs, and like I currently bartend, have been for a few years now, and didn't get into a whole lot of exciting stories about that. That can be for another time. But for things that annoy me, definitely go along with the job. So, if you enjoy going to bars and ordering, try not doing this. Say you just told me my coworker, or no, our friend, we just had lunch and discussed this, had a group of people come in and they all wanted to do shots, which is awesome. I love making drinks. I love pouring up shots. Shots are my favorite. I love doing mixed shots.
Big group. So, a lot of shots. Great.
That's awesome. Yeah. I will make you anything you want. But when you're in a group, usually the polite thing to do, and usually people like to order the same thing. If it's straight up shots where I'm just pouring out of the bottle, I'll give you what you like and I'll give your friend what they like and this and that. That's cool. But if I am making mixed shots for a group of people and everybody is trying to order something different, that's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're all ordering shots. Someone's idea was you all to take shots together. So do the same shot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want something different, make sure it's something very easy. We're just pouring it right up, because for the sanctity of waiting on people in a timely fashion, getting boozed up and this and that. If y'all want to do something different, like compromise, like to an extent, if it's just a couple of people, but honestly, making a mix shot, I've had people where it's just like, pour me up this, and then they want to, I'm making a mix shot for like one person. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of the things where until you've worked in the service industry or done that job, you don't understand as much.
Yeah, but just for my clarification, because I might be this guy. So if I say I want a lemon drop by myself.
Yes.
You're going to look at me as though I'm an asshole.
Are you ordering like with a group and then they're getting something different, or you're just?
Oh, it's just me.
Or can I just no?
Oh, okay.
No, you want a lemon drop and you're the only person there or whatever. Like, yeah, I'm gonna make you a lemon drop.
Oh, okay.
Say five people come up.
Oh,
to
yes,
the bar.
And they all want something.
This one or these two people, they
it's
want
not
a lemon
okay.
drop, and
I'm
then
with you.
These people want a purple skull fucker, and then this person wants a shot of tequila, but they're all taking these shots together.
Yes,
and so now I gotta pour you tequila and then make two different mixed shots for the other people in your group.
Yeah.
Like, as a group, if you're deciding to do a shot, all of my friends, on a lot of different occasions, we just order the same shot.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just easier.
Yes.
We were together when we heard the story, or just about the thing that happened with five people getting all five different shots. And we were appalled. And then Right. And then we went to order shots, and this other person wanted to get a different shot than what we were getting.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? I changed my shot. You were okay with the shot that they were getting.
Yes.
And I did not want that shot, but I changed to that shot.
Compromise.
Because I did not want to be.
For the greater good.
Yes. Which is not, I am not a selfless man. Yes. However, when I am drinking liquor at a bar, I will sacrifice for the people. I'm a man of the people.
And for the most part, like, customer experience is very important, making sure that the customer is happy.
Yeah.
But there are just things in the grand scheme of things where you should also be a good customer. Not saying you're necessarily doing something wrong. Yes, you like a certain shot. They like a certain shot. I just think it's about making people more aware.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you are complaining about how long it takes to be waited on, but yet you're the customer that's ordering like that, then you really don't have room to complain.
Yep.
Also, I work in places currently, like, you... on a busy night, people line up at like your well to order off of you, and you have someone who's been standing there in a line, and then they get up and they are the person you're waiting on right now, and they don't know what they want.
Oh.
So it's like, what were you standing in line for?
Yes.
And honestly, a lot of drinkers are creatures of habit. They usually drink the same thing. It's pretty predictable.
Yes.
So then they were standing there.
Oh, and they're clueless.
And now it's their time. Mm. And so I'm the type of person, I will give you a couple seconds. If you don't come up with something that you like, I'm waiting on the person behind you. Or I'm walking around the bar and seeing who's ready. Because time is money.
God.
People, especially drinking on the weekends, are impatient. So sorry, if you don't know what you want, this person knows what they want. I'm going to give them what they want.
Yes. And that's what you do, girl. You give them what they want.
Oh, yeah.
And but I will say, I have these friends. So now we're going to... So here I go, because this could be a whole other thing. But I have these friends that are always, whenever we get in line, what do you want to drink? And they never... No, they never. And how? But they do know. They do know. But they want you to tell them, "Oh, what are the bourbons you have? What bourbons do you have? And then they pull some shit, some random thing that's made in some other country that has never hit the market. About, oh, do you got this? The blah 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 blah. And then the bartender's like, "No. Oh, and they are so disappointed. But you knew they didn't have it when you asked it. But you just had to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, makes me want to punch you in the mouth. But then, then it's like, okay, you don't have that. Now, what am I going to do? Oh, what are your IPAs? It's all the same shit. Who cares what they are? And then it's just mind-blowing how we just don't know what we want to drink when we walk into a place that serves drinks. It's not okay. And it's not okay. And it's never going to be okay. And I feel bad for you having to deal with that. Because if I had to deal with it every day, I would pull out the taser.
Yeah.
And I'd put it right in their ween. I mean,
just like, I have people that ask, and we have eight different draft options.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what do you have on draft?
Oh, and they're laid out right there, like, too.
Yes, but I will go over, I will go through every single thing we have on draft. Nice. And then they're like, I'll take a Bud Light. The most basic draft could ever.
They care
so
nothing.
It's like, you asked me all of the options, and then you ask for a Bud Light, like, and there definitely are better choices than a Bud Light. I'm just saying, if you're perusing and you're asking what
if you
we offer,
if you're a bougie beer drinker,
you're gonna have me go through the whole list,
right?
Then land on Bud Light. Like, come on now.
Yeah, that's valid.
Just order Bud Light.
Yeah, just get it.
Don't waste my breath.
Yeah. No, it's, you're right. There's a thing. My thing, someone will say, oh, I'll just take a cider. And then they say, I'll just take a cider, or they'll, you know, I'll just take a seltzer. And then the person says, well, which one do you want? Which one do you have? And then what? And then we've got to go through the list. And now everyone has 12,000 seltzers. Mm-hmm. And then we've got to go through everyone and all the flavors and the colors. Yeah. And the combinations and the fruits. Mm-hmm. Let's just, do we need to do that? Just say what you want. And they're going to, and if they don't have that, they'll just give you something, you know, close. Yeah. At least they know the brand. They know what it is.
Yeah. If someone comes in asking for something specifically that we don't have, I usually know what the next best thing is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, we don't have that, but we offer this.
Trust me to help you.
Yes.
Mm. That's very good. And I feel like we could pick this right back up because I'm getting all worked up. We are running out of time. We've kept these people for too long.
Okay.
And you, what'd you say?
I said, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
I've got to pee.
We've got other things to do right now. Right. We've got to get going. Club's going to be closing. We got to get on the dance floor. So, that's it, right?
Yes.
We've said it all. We've said nothing, but we've said it all. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure, again, so you can listen to this. You might have clicked on the link you saw on social media. And by the way, make sure you are following Twain to Life with Brett and Daytona on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. And you might be clicking the link and listening to this on your computer. But we are everywhere where podcasts are. We are an on the Apple Podcasts, we are on Spotify, we are on Google, we are on iHeartRadio, we are on, I don't know, a bunch of shit I've never heard of, and we are on all those places. And you can click, like, subscribe, and then you follow so that each time a new one gets posted, it will automatically download to your phone or your computer or wherever it is you're listening. And it would be nice to be liked. It would be nice to be subscribed to. That's good for our self-esteem. As you could tell, we have very low self-esteem. And anything you can do to make us feel better would be great. You can even you can rate it or review it. You can click there's 5 stars. I don't know. You might see that you can click do less than that, but I would just go to the highest star and click it because I think they send you money or something. So,
all right, Brett.
You know, all right. Okay. All right. So anyways, make sure you like, share, subscribe, share it. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Love you. We out. Peace.